Finding work in the Gaza Strip has become a struggle for many. There are few jobs and the economy is stagnant. It's worsening the living conditions of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Wissam al-Nahal and his six family members live in one bedroom. Their main source of income is corn that they boil and sell on the Gaza Sea Corniche. Wissam says he has been looking for work for years.
I tried to find a job in both the private and public sectors, but without success. The number of people here is increasing, but there are no job opportunities.
Those who own businesses are no better off. Limited resources available in the Strip and severe Israeli restrictions on the entry of products, as well as the closure of crossings, have resulted in significant financial losses. Ahmed Aboudan used to run a thriving textile factory, but because of the blockade, he's had to reduce operations and the number of staff he employs.
In the past, this factory had 300 workers. We used to export to Israel and the rest of the world, but because of the restrictions and violence, it is barely running now.
He's not the only one.
Hundreds of people in Gaza have been suspended from their jobs because of the dire economic conditions, and they add to thousands already unable to find work to provide for their families.
The effects are visible throughout the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Statistics Bureau says the unemployment rate has reached worrying levels, an estimated 48% in March. This is one of the highest figures in the world. Youth unemployment is even higher, topping 64%.
73% of the Gaza graduates with no jobs. Although they are professional and good, but there is zero opportunities in the Gaza market.
Data from the Palestinian Economy Ministry shows more than 90% of employees in the private sector earn less than the Gaza minimum wage of $190 a month. In addition, the prices of goods and basic commodities have increased sharply in recent months, compounding the already dire humanitarian situation. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza Strip.